This is HPR episode 2341 entitled, Liverpool Makefest 2017 Show 3, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Humacher, Tony H1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short series of interviews done at the Liverpool Makefest 2017.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio. This is the third in a series of short interviews that I did at Liverpool Makefest 2017 on the 24th of June this year. Enjoy. Hello, this is Tony Hughes from Hacker Public Radio, still at Liverpool Makefest 2017, and I've got with me
David Kibbard.
David, would you like to tell me what you're displaying here today?
Okay, what we're displaying is furniture made by the students at Studio at Days in Wavertree. We're a new school for the 15 to 18 range of students, and we make furniture as a project, an extension project. We're an engineering college, but this is a work experience program that we've got going for students, and they make furniture from recycled materials.
I can sit in front of me. I've got a couple of little stools, some benches and various things, and all looking very attractive, actually.
These all started life as bunk beds.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
The larger furniture, which they also make, is made from the old beams of derelict houses and scaffolding board.
So that's a really good way of recycling things.
It introduced them to traditional woodwork skills, yeah. Gives them the opportunity to take pride and responsibility for what they're doing.
Just excuse as well, there's a public announcement. When I was at school, we used to do things like metalwork and woodwork and things like that, but that seems to be going off the national curriculum these days. Is your school kind of an answer to that?
Well, we're an engineering college, and so we're and fashion and textiles, so we're promoting engineering skills and design and technology, woodwork, product design. So these are just some of the projects that the students have taken on.
Right, thank you very much, and thank you for telling me a little bit about the project.
Okay, if you go up to the first floor, you can see some of the full range of furniture made from the beams and recycled woods.
Right, thank you. This is Tony Hughes at Liverpool Makefest, and I've got with me
Laura.
And Laura's doing plant synth kits. Would you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, so I made these kits that use it's a really simple circuit using a 555 timer. To make an oscillator so that kids can build a circuit using copper tape and materials that don't need soldering. And then they can attach it to plants, and it makes sort of squealy sounds. And then if you attach a leaf, it makes a different sort of clicky sound.
I bet the kids really love that.
Yeah, they do. I think it's because it's a tangible way of exploring conductivity, but it's also a bit silly, so... Yeah, I do enjoy it.
So have you done anything like using bananas and fruit to do a piano?
Yeah, with a Makey Makey and with a bare conductive touch board. My technology is a bit more basic, but you can still get a sound out of a banana, but it wouldn't necessarily make a piano.
So have you got your own website?
I have. It's a Tumblr, and it's called Tactile Electronics.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes, Liverpool Maker Fest, and I'm on the Girl Geek stand, and I've got with me...
Amelia, Beth.
Amelia and Beth, would you like to tell us a little bit about what you do with Girl Geeks?
Well, we were from the first Girl Geek Academy, and we learned to build websites. So we both built websites each, and we went into a competition, which my website won.
I've got someone who's quite shy here.
She's not really shy, though.
Just say Girl Geeks inspiration.
It was really interesting to learn how to make websites, because it was something that I'd always been interested in, but I hadn't really done it before. So to look at the technical side of it as well, and coding, and just general, it was really cool and fun.
So what was your website that you designed?
I made a website on how not to make a website, because I thought it would be useful to use the advice that we'd been given and put it in a website to help other people as well.
That sounds really cool, actually. A website on how not to do it. So is this website available that people can look at?
It is, but I haven't really updated it much recently.
Can you remember the address?
Have a more active website.
Well, my astronomy website I use on a frequent basis. So my website is majortim.space, and it's all about astronomy and astrophysics, because I'm absolutely mad about it.
Right, so is that what you want to do when you go to university, to do astronomy?
Astrophysics.
Oh, that sounds cool. So I'm just going to walk over here, and I'm going to talk to...
Chelsea.
And Chelsea's going to tell me a little bit more about Girl Geeks.
Yeah, so Liverpool Girl Geeks, we started in 2013 because we wanted to inspire more women to get into technology. So we work with teenagers and adults on a various amount of programmes. So we've got the Girl Geek Academy, the Girl Geek Bootcamp, we've got Tech for Teens, and they're basically like a range of amazing courses for young girls to inspire them. So we do coding, 3D printing, robotics, we've got a Maker Academy coming up. It's just really exciting, and we love working with these girls.
So have you got your own website?
Yeah, it's www.liverpoolgirlgeeks.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Chelsea, and it's really good that you're doing all this great work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.